Radio 1 podcast. Radio 1 podcast. Download them for free at bbc.co.uk/radio1.
Now. The Scott Mills Daily.
A telescope has appeared on my landing. Laura thought it was mine. It's not.
It is.
And not. Lately. It's not mine. Have I told you that it's mine? No. I'm not perving on my neighbours.
I know you protest too much, Scott Mills.
No, it could be my flatmates. My flatmate's girlfriend is now around all the time. It could be the cleaners. It could be, I don't know why the cleaner
would
bring a telescope.
Why would the cleaner bring a telescope around?
Okay, let's scrap that. It's probably not the cleaner. But it's blatantly one of theirs, not mine.
Why would either of those two have a telescope?
I don't know.
Why would your flatmate's girlfriend bring a telescope around?
I don't know, but it's there, okay? Right. Like the fish appeared. Like the football table thing appeared. I didn't even know anything about it.
Are you sure you just didn't have too much wine one night, order it online, and now
right,
it's there?
Right, see, I'm not even going to continue this story now, because what I'm going to tell you in a minute is you're going to really take the mick out of me.
And it's pointed at the neighbour's house.
Yeah, it's on the landing next to the table football, so yes, it is pointing out of a window.
Straight into the neighbours' rooms.
Anyway, last night, I was just passing by the telescope, and I did have a little look, okay?
Right.
And because you do get a good view of the conservatory over the road.
Do you?
Yeah. Anyway, I know you're going to take the mic at me now, but I'm going to get it out there. I saw something that I can't really explain last night.
Just because you're naive.
No, I think I may have seen what I believe to be an unidentified flying object.
What, in a conservatory?
No, in the sky.
Oh, you moved it from looking at the conservatory.
Now, I know it wasn't a plane or a helicopter, but there was like these flashing white lights in the sky. If anybody was in North London around 8 o'clock last night, obviously you probably weren't looking through a telescope, but if you just happened to be looking up at the sky and you saw something similar, then maybe you could let me know on 8199, because I think I might have seen a UFO. I've never seen anything like it. Don't, see, I told you
you just saw some flashing lights in the sky.
Yeah, but it wasn't like a plane lights or helicopter lights. I knew that if I told you this, you'd think I'd gone bonkers. So go on, let's have it. Laugh.
Had you had any wine?
No, I hadn't any wine. Did anyone else see this thing last night in North London about 8 o'clock? All I know is what I saw with my own eyes. And it was for quite a few seconds.
You spent your Sunday night at home looking through a telescope.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, can we just stop this for a second? What was that rubbish joke you just said, Laura? Denial?
Off of Egypt.
Brilliant. Okay, thanks for your input. It's flirt divert time, because it's Monday, which means we check all the messages and clear down the answer phone from the weekend. Doesn't happen that often, but I love it when we get actual kind of celebrities on flirt divert. Check it.
Oh, yeah, Darren, it's Craig Phillips. Just giving you a call back, mate, regarding the basically what we spoke about the other day. It's about the Big Brother reunion thing, mate. I don't think I'm going to be really interested in that, to be honest with you, mate. I know you spoke to Darren and Anna, but to be honest with you, mate, I can't make it. So give us a call back anyway, mate. You've got my number. I'll be on my phone till about 3 o'clock on Friday, and then hopefully sometime over the weekend. All right, mate, I'll speak to you soon. Take care. Ta-da.
See, the first winner of Big Brother ever, and he's turning his back on his roots. He can't be bothered to go to the Big Brother reunion.
I think that's somebody just winding him up.
I don't know, but it is him, isn't it?
Oh, yeah, Darren, it's Craig Phillips.
It sounds really like him.
And then he says, hiya, Darren, and then he says, you've spoken to Darren. Admittedly, there could be more than one person called Darren.
There are more people called Darren in the world. Yeah, it's not just one.
It's about the Big Brother reunion thing, mate. I don't think I'm going to be really interested in that, to be honest with you, mate. I know you spoke to Darren and Anna.
He won the first Big Brother, didn't he?
Yes.
He was the one that stood up to Nasty Nick.
Yes.
And now does DIY shows.
Yes.
I do think that's him, I really do. And then there's another one as well, listen. A different celebrity.
Hiya, John, it's Paul O'Grady here. I hope this isn't a false number, mate, because I tell you what, I'll have to get hold of our Blade Invader. All right, speak to you soon. Ta-da.
That's not Paul O'Grady.
But you think it might be Craig?
Yeah, the Craig one sounded more real.
It does sound like him.
Oh, yeah, Darren, it's Craig Phillips.
And now this one.
Hiya, John, it's Paul O'Grady here. I hope this isn't a false number, mate, because I tell you what, I'll have to get hold of our Blade Invader. All right, speak to you soon. Ta-da.
How cool is that?
Well, it'd be more cool if it was Paul O'Grady.
I think it is.
Or it could just be some Scouse impressionist.
Craig and Paul both have a Scouse accent. Yes, I see what you're saying there. I do. Right, who else thinks that is blatantly Craig off Big Brother? Why am I so excited about this? This is a Big Brother contestant.
I don't know.
Okay, I'm with you on the Paul O'Grady one. Maybe that's fake. That's fake. Now, you know, last week we had some listeners on who thought they sounded like some Radio 1 DJs. Mm. We had Westwood.
Yo, this is the big dog, word to your mother. I'm blasting off through the roof with this bad boy. It's like a bullet through your speaker.
And we had Fern Cotton.
Welcome to Radio 1's chart show with Fern and Ridge. Extra factor.
Yeah. And Sarah Cox wasn't the best.
Apparently I sound like Sarah Cox.
No. But, and we had a girl on called Denise, who sounded quite a lot like Edith.
Hello, yeah, it's Edith here.
A lot better, haven't it?
A lot better.
Oh, hello.
Got her to do some of her phrases.
Good. Genius.
Yeah. Now, we got back on to Denise earlier today to see if we could have a little bit of fun with this, seeing that she does sound a bit like our very own Edith Bowman, and to see if she can maybe ring up some other Radio 1 DJs and staff and see if she could pass herself off as actual Edith Bowman. We made some calls using Denise, fake Edith, earlier today. And I want you to play a little game with me now.
Okay.
Do you think we're going to get away with this or not? Okay, I'm going to go through some calls that we made earlier. Do you think they will notice that it is not her? Or do you think they'll just keep on speaking, thinking that it is actual Edith Bowman?
Okay, right.
Okay, right. First of all, here's fake Edith calling the boss's PA.
Right.
What do you think? Is she going to twig? Or do you think... going to carry on the conversation?
I think she will carry. She falls for every single thing we ever play on her in that office, bless her.
I feel a bit sorry for her because over the years we've got her quite a few times.
She'll fall for it easily.
So she'll keep on talking, even though it's not Edith.
Of course she will.
Okay.
Everything gets past her.
Here's fake Edith calling the boss's PA.
Sandy Parfitt's office.
Hi, Limla, it's Ed.
Hello.
Hi, Limla, it's Ed. Ed here.
Hello.
Hi. Listen, nothing to worry about. I was just wondering, is Ben free next week for a bit of a catch-up?
Edith, I'm so sorry, my love. Well, I didn't even recognise you properly, and I'm so sorry if it sounded a bit weird.
Oh, no, it's okay. I'm really choked with the cold, and I'm just a quick call. I'm just in the middle of playing a couple of records here.
Okay, listen, let me... I look after... it's Lindsay that looks after Ben, but...
yeah, that's right.
I will... let me get her to come back to you with the dates, and she'll sort you out a nice coffee with him.
All right, cool.
All right, would you prefer morning? Edith?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Would you prefer morning or afternoon?
Probably afternoon. I've still got a bit morning sickness just now, so I'm not the best in the morning. So
right, okay.
Probably in the afternoon, I would say.
All right, okay, darling.
Okay,
all right, take care, my love. Bye.
Okay, bye.
Yep, you're right.
There you go.
However...
What's a nice coffee? Some of us only get offered revolting coffee?
It's a bit like a nice cup of tea.
Right. Okay.
I don't think we get offered the nice coffee.
Just get out of the machine, don't we?
Yeah. But there was a bit there I thought she almost twigged it.
Is Ben free next week for a bit of a catch-up?
Edith, I'm so sorry, my love. Well, I didn't even recognise you properly, and I'm so sorry if it sounded a bit weird.
But then fake Edith, good work, turned it around.
It's Lindsay that looks after Ben, but...
yeah, that's right.
Yes, I knew that. Yeah, yeah.
Edith?
Yeah, uh-huh.
Would you prefer morning or afternoon?
Probably afternoon. I've still got a bit morning sickness just now,
yeah,
so...
Yeah, good thinking.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Hello, Scott.
Hello, yes.
Hello, Scott. It's Neil in Swindon.
Neil in Swindon, hello.
I reckon it's the Sky Sports blimp at the Carling Cup final last night.
What's that?
Taking aerial pictures of the ground.
Yeah, that's a good point, could be.
Watching Tottenham win. Yeah, I knew it was a good point, Chapman.
Yeah.
I like the teeth point, though. I like the teeth point.
That's
might
good,
be that.
Yeah.
Could be that.
What, is that a kind of plane that they have?
A blimp, it's like a big balloon-type thing.
Air balloon, up in the sky, tethered to the ground with a camera on there.
No, it wasn't that.
No, I reckon it was.
Well, it wasn't.
All right, okay.
Okay, bye.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Right, can we have this as the end of Perez Hilton leaving messages on Flirt Divert? Because even I'm bored with it now.
Has he been on again?
Oh, he's been leaving messages all weekend on the Flirt Divert answer phone. You'll know after last week's shows that we gave LA Gossip Man, who runs that website, Perez Hilton, the Flirt Divert number instead of my number on the red carpet of the Brits. Thanks to Edith for doing that. So he's not stopped ringing all weekend.
Oh, Scott, It's Perry's Helen here, pal. I'm up here, remember, messing it. Get a phone so we can hook up. See you later, cheers.
Yeah, and then again.
Oh, hello, is that Scott? Oh, it's Perez, you bat. I tried calling you a couple of times now. I was getting a little concerned. Hope you're all right, love. Ta-ra.
And another one.
Hey, Scott, you cheeky monkey. Who's all these people ringing pretending to be me? I thought you and me had something special. You're never going to be chill to anyone, are you? Bye.
Oh, sounds annoyed on the last one.
Hey, up, Scott, it's real Perez Hilton here. I'm off back to USA tomorrow, and I'm going to write some horrible things on my blog on the internet for giving it flirt divert. I thought we had an understanding. Bye!
Here's the best one.
Hello, Scott. It's Perez Hilton here from the website. I'm just phoning you back on your offer of going out for a drink. I'd really like to prank, please. That's Hot Loves It.
No, that's Paris Hilton that says That's Hot Loves It, not Perez.
It went a bit Cilla Black in the middle, I thought.
The Scott Mills Daily.
See, everyone thinks I'm going mad on the text now. I told you this would happen.
Well, you have left yourself a little bit open to it, haven't you, really?
Hi, Scott. I've watched many episodes of Casualty and know that barricading yourself in your flat and wearing tin foil on your head will see off any trouble from alien life form. Shut up. Everyone's saying it was your teeth reflecting in the window, it was fireworks, it was a plane. Well, okay. I know what I saw, that's all. And so many people must have seen alien life form like myself or unidentified flying object and wouldn't get ridiculed
more
in this
people,
way.
More people, I think, are interested about what you saw in the conservatory.
They just have dinner a lot in there.
Oh, do they?
Yeah, it's quite boring. Somebody says on the text, do you really think out of everybody in North London last night the aliens would want to take you first? It's all about you, isn't it, Mills? I didn't say they were going to take me.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Okay, next. Colin Murray, okay? Worked with Edith in the afternoon for years. Will he twig it or will he keep talking to fake Edith?
Well, it might be difficult for Colin because he never used to let her get a word in edgeways. So
he probably doesn't know what she sounds like.
So he probably doesn't know what she sounds like. I'll say yes, he twigged.
Okay. Here's Colin. Colin,
yeah, hello.
Hi, Colin. It's Seed. Listen, I'll need to be quick because I'm between records. Are you free 2 weeks on Thursday? I'm thinking about having a baby shower.
Who's this?
Is it this?
No, it's not.
Colin, it's me. Sorry, I've got a wee bit of cold.
It's not.
Colin, I'm on the radio just now. I'm in between records.
Do you want me to come down?
Yeah, come down.
I'll come down. Okay, love. Okay.
All right, I'll see you in a bit.
Oh! He got well suspicious at the beginning.
Who's this?
Is he this?
No, it's not.
Colin, it's me. Sorry, I've got a wee bit of cold.
And then, I mean, he just went for it. And, well, I'll come down then. Yeah.
Do you want me to come down?
Yeah, come down.
Yeah, even though it's not actually me. High voice. Okay, so, I mean, what do you think of that? Colin kind of twigged it and then kind of went back on it.
Yeah, that's how he fell for it then.
Now, Dom off of Dick and Dom with fake Edith.
God, you still fall for it.
You think he will?
Yes.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi, Dom, it's Ed.
Hello.
Hi, Dom, it's Edith.
How you doing, all right?
Yeah, I'm all right, yeah, thanks. Listen, I was thinking about having a baby shower in the next month. Just really going round all the Radio 1 DJs, seeing if she'd like to come along. now that you're a new father,
right.
I just wondered if you were free 2 weeks on Thursday.
2 weeks on Thursday?
Yeah.
Let me see. Hang on. Is it a daytime thing?
Yeah. It'll be a daytime thing during the day. And then maybe at night time we can, you know, head out for a few drinks or something like that. Obviously, I won't be drinking, but...
Bloody marvellous.
Oh, cool.
Are you all prepared for it?
I think so.
How long are you working till?
Well, obviously, I'm hoping to work right up maybe until about a week before I'm due.
Right, okay, and this goes on and on and on. God, check in with his big diary.
I know.
Turning the pages. That's more than a page a day, isn't it? Great. Blimey. Okay, eventually, this went on so long, we had to make an excuse and then get rid of him.
When we were...
Yeah, listen, sorry, Dom, listen, I've got to go just now, that's the record finishing. Listen,
of course, yeah. Give us a call back.
I'll phone you with the details, okay?
All right.
Got it. Cheers. Bye.
Oh, my God.
Proper fell for that one.
I knew you would.
Joe Wiley gets a call from fake Edith. Does she twig it?
No, she's on high alert all the time.
Okay.
Hello. Hi, Joe. It's Edith here. It's who, sorry? Edith, how are you doing?
Oh.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Hello.
Hi. Listen, I was looking for a wee bit of advice here. I'm thinking about having a baby shower in the next month or so, but I'm not too sure if that's too American or not.
Hello.
Okay. Not only did she twig, but she was quite rude about it.
Yeah, if you listen very carefully, though, this probably didn't help us. It sounds like Joe was listening in her car, and you can hear Edith on Radio 1 at the time introducing the news.
Hello. Hi, Joe. It's Edith here. Edith.
There she is in the background. So, yeah. But that's a 50% success rate with fake Edith. Very good.
It's not, is it? 75%?
75% even.
Well, if you're counting Colin.
Well, yeah.
So, yeah, 75%. That's very good.
Hello, Carol Vorderman here.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Could you give me a bit of advice?
Right.
I'd like to know what the best way to leave a restaurant is if when you arrive in that restaurant, you then change your mind and decide that you don't want to eat there.
Right,
I've heard that you're quite the expert in this. Oh, and yeah. That last Saturday night, so the night before you did the Brighton Half Marathon, you kind of made a bit of a fool of yourself in a Brighton restaurant. Is this right?
Right, okay. So I was advised that before a run of 13 miles that maybe, like, you know, some carbs like pasta would be a good thing to have.
Yeah.
So I texted one of those, you know, the things you can get on your phone where you can ask them a question and they come back with an answer. And I said...
Which you invariably ask about yourself, don't you?
No, I don't. Let me finish. I asked where would be a good Italian restaurant in Brighton, because I don't know Brighton that well. No. So I took the advice of this text service, and yes, we went to the restaurant.
So you and two mates go to this Italian restaurant.
Yes.
Yeah?
You've also been talking to one of my friends.
I have been talking to, to Mark, who told me this story today. So the three of you are in this restaurant.
Yeah.
You look at the menu.
Yeah.
And
it's like a kind of a cave, this place.
Yeah.
And we, on the outside, we were like, well, it looks all right, you know. But then we went in and... It was the only Italian restaurant I've ever been to where they don't have really any pizzas on the menu.
He told me there was no pizza, no pasta and no salad.
Pretty much.
So you looked at the menu and thought you'd better leave.
Well, yeah, because we wanted pasta, yeah.
But, and you kind of had a discussion around the table about the best way to leave.
Yeah.
When, halfway through the discussion...
I didn't fancy chicken Kiev.
You decided... on your own, that you'd just make a run for it.
Well, no, we'd all discussed the fact that we might make a run for it.
Yeah, but you picked your coat up.
I was nearest the door, so right. I did... I can't stand things like that, so I did run first.
So without explaining to them that you were leaving just because the menu didn't have what you wanted on it...
I hate doing things like that. I hate confrontation.
You decided to run out.
Yes.
Except you got your coat stuck on the door handle of the restaurant. Of the restaurant door,
and then,
to leave.
And then one of my mates who was sat next to me...
Knocked the glasses off the
table. It was the least subtle exit ever. But yes, I did get my coat stuck on the door handle. So, sorry to that restaurant, but maybe, you know, get some pasta on the menu and that'll all be fine.
You are smooth.
Yeah, really am. Oh, yeah.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, the new Girls Aloud track we're going to play next, Chopper. You love a bit of them, don't you?
I love them, yeah.
Do you like this new one? Have you heard it?
No, I haven't.
It's called Can't Speak French.
Okay.
I can speak French.
So can I.
Bonjour.
Bonjour.
Je m'appelle Scott.
Ça va?
J'ai un...
Ça va?
Oui, ça va. J'ai 11 ans.
Non. C'est pas vrai.
I know for a fact that you can speak French as well.
Mm.
Give us a bit more.
Oui, très bien. Je peux parler français, ouais.
Can you speak all languages?
No.
Some?
Only French.
Okay, can we have a quick game of Chappers Can't Speak?
No,
okay. Can't speak German.
I kann ein bisschen Deutsch sprechen, ja.
Okay, German, good.
Ich habe das
Can't
studiert.
Speak Spanish.
No, I can't. Oh,
hola.
Hola.
Buenos dias.
Buenos dias. Gracias. Gracias. Paella. Yeah.
Can't speak Welsh.
No, I really can't. No.
Can't speak Scottish. That's not really a language.
No, Gaelic would be closest, wouldn't it? But no, I can't
speak Gaelic.
Not at all.
Irish?
Well, again, that's Gaelic. Gaelic, yeah. So no, no.
Can't speak Jamaican.
No.
Have a go.
No. Well, it's just English with an accent, isn't it? No, no.
Go on.
No, I don't. I'm not.
It's similar to something we did last week, isn't it?
Yes. And you're still not going to get me to do a Jamaican accent.
The Scott Mills Daily.
Now, do you know, we found that, we didn't really find it, we kind of played it a bit after Hugh Stevens gave it to us, that Random Ladies Bra song from last year, and we managed to get it to the dizzy heights of number 27 in the charts.
You did very well.
It was like number 100 and something, and then, well, thanks to you lot, you downloaded it and got it in the charts. If you don't remember, it was the shortest ever song in chart history and went a bit like this.
The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' boobs, the ladies' bodies and the ladies' bums. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras. The ladies' bras, the ladies' bras, the ladies' knickers and the ladies' bras.
I think we found the new ladies' bras, Chopper.
Have you?
Yep. I want to know what you think about this, right? Introducing Chicken Impossible. Only person thinks this is funny.
No? I don't get that.
You don't get it?
No.
Okay.
Scott Mills.
Radio 1.
This is Radio 1.
Radio 1 Podcast.
Radio 1 Podcast. That was the Scott Mills Daily. Why not try the best of Chris Moyles? Available now to download for free at bbc.co.uk/Radio 1.